here's a word association game. I'll give you four foods and you think of how they're alike. Ready? Here goes. Pickles, hamburgers, cookies, eggs. Now, most people would probably think that they're alike because you can buy all of them at a food mart, or maybe that they're all alike because they're all not exactly health foods. But have a prosecutor play that word association game, and you might get a completely different response. The foods aren't just food, they're all potential weapons. No, I'm not kidding. Perhaps you heard over the past few days about a man from Michigan who'd been charged with assault and battery for throwing punches and also for throwing pickles. And certainly you heard about the two men who've been charged with aggravated kidnapping and aggravated battery in Madison County, Illinois. Prosecutors claim that the two burned a man with, to quote the Associated Press, freshly baked cookies after an alleged drug deal gone bad. Ouch. And I mean that sincerely. But food, innocuous food, is no stranger to courtroom drama. Battery, from the root word batter, as in cake batter. Okay, maybe not exactly, but a prime cake ingredient has been used by some to batter. That would be the egg. First, a criminal law primer. The crime of battery is defined in Illinois, for example, as any intentional and unpermitted contact with another person by any means that causes bodily harm. Or battery can be physical contact of an insulting or provoking nature. An assault is conduct that places another in reasonable fear of receiving a battery. You'll note that there is no fisticuffs requirement. That means that a battery can occur with something as common as a baseball bat or something as uncommon as a hamburger. Yes, a hamburger, thrown at or near an employee at a fast food restaurant, splattering mayonnaise and mustard. Sure, that's a tort battery case, but it's still a fine example of food as weaponry. A good example of assault with a deadly weapon? An apple laced with a pin, as a lad in California found out some years back. But eggs are the real culprits in food, assault, and or battery cases. There's at least a handful of reported criminal assaults involving eggs in the law books, eggs thrown at someone and not even necessarily hitting them. At least a couple additional cases mention the idea of an egg as a deadly weapon. No, not a joke. And you'll come to understand the power of the incredible egg when you read the case about the man who lost his eye when people in a moving car threw an egg that hit him just wrong. Pickles, hamburgers, cookies, and good old eggs. What's that a recipe for? Disaster, depending on the cook. I'm Amy Guida.